This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you're walking around, you're carrying a gun in your car, you got one in your house, if you're carrying one on your person, if you have that permit and you're carrying a gun for self-defense, you need to have that Second Call Defense membership card in your pocket. Then everything's complete. You got it all then. Everything that you're going to need. Now, normally, because it's Wednesday night, this would be the world according to Second Call Defense. But like I said earlier in the show, he's teaching a faster class. Nobody knows when he's going to be back. He's too busy teaching teachers to, I don't know, to be very, very dangerous. So instead, we got something much more reactive, causing much more churn in his wake, because my guest is truly a pro at this. He was there on the ground in Colorado when they successfully recalled all those senators who disregarded all of their constituents. He was there in Virginia when Bloomberg was throwing $2 million looking to get one seat in the Senate, stopping that. He is a NRA board member. His code name with me is Havoc. I'm talking about Tim Knight. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm in my jammies and my shoulder holster. I'm ready.
Yes.
Ready for the show.
Tim was packing, impressive packing at the NRA meetup. I had to give him that.
The pajamas don't have a belt, so you got to switch to the shoulder holster. Never without, if I can help it.
Never switch to the shoulder holster. Now, you, we're not going to, we may talk a little bit about the NRA board and everything else. You've got your own extracurricular stuff that you're doing, more for the good of the country. And, I mean, you're going, once again, just like you did in Virginia. Let's talk about Nevada.
Uh-huh.
What are you up against in Nevada?
Nevada has a ballot measure, ballot question one, which is universal background checks. And this is the new Bloomberg front. He pays people, and I'm well familiar with getting people to collect signatures to do things. That is the new get it on the ballot, use fancy language, try and get everyone to be universal. It's a big word. It must mean everybody. But it doesn't, you know, it's a very confusing thing. As Bill, as you well know, and I'm sure you've talked about, universal background checks aren't universal at all. It's a fancy word that makes it illegal for a guy out hunting to pass a gun across the fence safely. It makes it illegal if you're going to go to the bathroom to leave a gun in the car with your nephew. It makes it illegal to give a .22 to a youth on the range. It's going to make legal gun owners all of a sudden become felons. And people keep saying, well, Tim, that's a stupid thing, the law, you know, nobody's ever going to follow that law. Well, Bill, the problem is that they're going to be coming at it from many angles. You know, good game wardens are going to start writing people up for this. This is a This is incrementalism at its absolute best. It's whenever it changes possession, and it's already happened in Washington State, and it's already happened in Colorado. The and now they're chipping away at Nevada and Maine. It's bad, it's real bad.
Now, in Washington State, it was put together in such a way to where they would be committing a felony. If you and I were out of Seattle and we decided to go to a range, and I was like, hey, Tim, that SIG sure is sweet. Can I drive it to the shooting range? We've just committed an illegal transfer based upon the way that law was put together, right?
Yep.
Which I guess that is this a way to swell the public roles of the prohibited persons, perhaps?
Yeah, that's one thing. It really is, and this is my perception of this is really to make guns another one of those, gosh, don't touch that, it might be dangerous, it might break the law things. And I know a lot of gun owners think, well, you know, this isn't going to affect me, or the hunters who tend to think, oh, you know what, this doesn't affect me, I'm not really that concerned about it. Well, I'm a hunter. This should affect you. This is going to affect you. This is not... what's going to happen is you're in the wrong parking lot or you're across the wrong line, and the game warden who works for the state, of which will be enforcing these laws, and pick a state that currently has it, they're going to get you to roll on your hunting buddies or do something, because this is serious business here. And the thing is, they're chipping away at it. States that people think, oh, well, Maine, who cares about Maine? Well, I care about Maine. I grew up in Maine. I spent a lot of my youth there. It's got a strong hunting culture there. This is going to affect Maine a lot. It's going to affect Nevada a lot. People go on the weekend out to the BLM land there and go shooting, and it's going to affect them. And we have to just make people aware of the word universal. All it means is the change of possession. And it's, Bill, as you well know, it's already legal to give a firearm, sell, loan, share, gift a firearm to a felon. It's already illegal, so we don't need the law for that.
Right.
And criminals aren't going to follow the law already. So those two prohibited classes are either should be addressed or are not being addressed, and they can't be by law. I mean, then criminals don't follow it. So these laws aren't really designed to do anything other than make it illegal to literally transfer from, like the example you made, innocent things that, you know, you haven't committed a crime until someone says, well, it's a universal background check, which means everybody. Really? Okay. Big problem. Big problem, folks. Hunters, especially, when you keep saying, well, these ARs, they don't affect me. This is going to affect you with your deer rifle or your turkey gun. Oh, yeah. So
that doesn't really hold true anymore with ARs, though, right? I mean, there's so many calibers now that people are using these things for.
I get it. There are places where ARs, people don't hunt with them, or it's not prevalent. Because I hunt with a 6.8 or a 4.58 SOCOM. Depending on what we get a chance to go out and do. But a lot of people still are clay pigeon shooters or whatnot. I have nothing against them. I'm a clay pigeon shooter myself. It's just, this is one of those things where people say, well, it doesn't affect me. It does affect you, because we're talking about all firearms of any kind. So it really is one of those things where there was a poll a couple of years ago that said, well, 80% of NRA members, want universal background checks. Right, uh-huh. Because it's got the word universal in it. Right.
Well, I mean, they were, I think, wasn't part of that the way they posed the question, though. I mean,
it absolutely was. But to remove all ambiguity from it is what we as gun owners need to do. Because, right. Yes, it was a trick question. The problem is that either a lot of people are still being tricked by that question, because in Maine right now, the polls are definitely trending towards. We want a universal background check, but when you sit and explain it to someone, as you would in Nevada as well, same thing, same exact thing. Oh, I had no idea. I had no idea that's what it meant. I thought you meant, well, we should have criminals and the mentally adjudicated insane people, on there. This doesn't include that. It doesn't. So the argument about the AR thing and this doesn't include me. Yeah. And unfortunately, it's going to include everybody. And that's where, when they succeed in Nevada, and we're going to make sure they don't, but they're going to continue to.
Let me get you. Hang on. Hang on a minute. We're going to the break. You hang on. We'll be right back.
cure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
I call Second Call Defense the Cult of George, because George is just such a cool dude. But normally my foil on Wednesday is Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. He's teaching a faster class, so today we're creating havoc with NRA board member Tim Knight. And we were talking about universal background checks when we went to break, and I had to disconnect you real quick because whenever I have the passionate people on here, we're just butting up against breaks the whole time. Just repeatedly, over and over and over and over again. It's a production nightmare. But I enjoy it.
I don't mind hearing about Second Call because I'm a card-carrying member myself, and although I don't get paid to say this still, when I went to go look for this option myself, before I even really got to know Sean Maloney, I had my legal counsel look at it, and he said, look, this is the most complete package you can have, because the difference between this and the other two I gave him to look at was that this covered me soup to nuts, beginning to end. I didn't get reimbursed after the fact, and I wanted to know myself. So I spent a little time and legal money to dig in to figure out what it was, and I'm a big fan. I don't get paid to say that. I carry Second Call because, and my wife does, because it is the option that provides us with immediate and continual, protection. And it's the best one because it does that, and the others can't make that that complete claim. So I'm a big fan. So I'll do the commercial with you. I'm all in. They're good. They're great folks.
All right. But we're going to have to teach you. I mean, next time I see you, I'm going to have to start working with you on how to build that radio voice. So you can go, Second Call Defense, I love it.
Yeah, I'll work on it. We can do that. We'll have a tutorial.
There you go. We were talking about universal background checks. Now, I never got to this part last time, and I just want to hear you pull this one apart. Isn't universal background checks just code for a registration? Don't they already have universal background checks, like, say, in Hawaii? And didn't they just enter everybody who owns a gun in Hawaii on a national database?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's ultimately, they're saying you have to every time you transfer the firearm, you have to go to a deal, someone with that can run a NICS check on you and approve it. So ultimately, the only way that they can keep track of the fact that it's moving is to, in essence, register them. They have to know that it's moving, because if your gun were stolen, for instance, and you did not report it, they're going to go to you, and guess what? You're the one on the short and curly there. So this is exactly, Bill, what it is. It is a backdoor registration. It's a feel-good thing that says, oh, this doesn't affect me at all. But in essence, Hawaii just laid down their cards as to what it really means. It is just that. It is a way, well, we have to keep track of it then. We have to keep the records to know that it did move, that it switched owners. So in essence, yes, it is a registration of firearms. There's no other logistical way that they can keep track of it. None. So that's exactly what it is.
Now, I know in one county in New York where they also have a gun registry, there's one county where the sheriff is always watching the obituaries, and he's cross-referencing that with gun permits. So if somebody dies that has a gun permit, he starts circling their house because he's going to go try to take that gun off of their hands before, you know. I mean, I would imagine there's some sort of due process via probate that should happen with that gun. But in New York State, apparently that doesn't exist. Now, is this is that an example of why registries are not a good idea?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, use the movie reference. They always jokingly say, you know, in Red Dawn, you know, go to the gun dealer and get the .44-73.
Right.
In essence, this is going to make that the true reality, is that, you know, we're creating a larger database of everything. And sheriffs have access to that. And sheriffs are usually the most accountable law enforcement officer to civilians because they're elected. But if a sheriff is the one who's circling the house, as you used in that reference, that's a problem. And yes, it should go through probate because it's an owned purchase piece of property, and it's going to become a problem because, you know, what happens to the gun? What happens when Uncle Ted dies and not that Uncle Ted, different Uncle Ted.
Right.
What happens when he dies and, he had a large shotgun collection or whatever? They're going to know, especially people with permits. But what you've done is basically you've taken a concealed carry permit and made it like every gun has a permit. You've made the process. And here's the other thing, though. People knock on the wrong doors. You know, that's the kind of you're just opening it up. And we know how well governments, whether well-intentioned or not, manage databases. Things get lost. The Canadians tried to do it and it didn't work. These are the kind of hollow, they're hollow promises, hollow things that they intend to do. And nothing good is going to come of it for the citizens. Not, you know, well, I remember all those lines in Connecticut. That was unreal to me. Unreal. And all the people that didn't register. I mean, holy smokes.
There's no public safety need for a gun registry, though, is there? I mean, this is not about this is all. They just want to know where they are.
Well, yeah. In essence, they just want to know where they are. But later when they decide that they want them all, you know, and I know people say, well, that's conspiracy theory. That can never happen here. No, I hope it never happens here. That's what I hope. But I'm not willing to put it. I mean, our founding fathers didn't put those words, those very few words, under 30 words, 27 words, that said just that, shall not be infringed. They weren't really kidding, not even a little bit. So that's infringing. This is a real good way for them to infringe. And it's, Bill, it's not something, you know, I know they're going to pass these laws and attempt these ballot measures in these states. They're not really going after, or they're going to enforce it on you and me for sure, but they're really going after our kids and our grandkids to make, ooh, gosh, guns bad, turn them in. Don't want. Well, what a brilliant way to do it. You know, what a hassle. Let's just get rid of it. More hassle. That's really, it's what they're trying. It's one of the many ways that's great and for them and bad for us. And we need to resist it at every turn, every turn. I mean, we saw what happened in New York State. We see what's being attempted in Massachusetts. Well, Massachusetts is a perfect example. They have everyone's name there for ARs. And now they're all of a sudden saying, you know, no more, and it's going to be a problem. Well, I'm not sure how that's going to pan out necessarily, but that's a real good example of calling their bluff. They've shown us their hand, what they intend to do. That's just not acceptable. And I think most of the people listening to this, actually, I'm going to go out on a limb and say almost every person listening on the show is not interested in that bill.
Well, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to find out where people can go to find out more information on this so they can maybe come and jump in there and get involved. We'll be right back. This is Lock Up.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests, this is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you haven't joined them yet, don't waste any more time. Go out there and join them. If you're walking around carrying a gun like everybody, like I do, you want to have that card in your pocket. And let me make one thing perfectly clear, and this is more for somebody besides you guys. There is no parallel service to Second Call Defense. There are some that come close. There are some that have the same elements. There is nobody that has the absolute combination of all of them in under one umbrella. That's why I'm with them. That's why I'm a member of them. That's why they're a sponsor of the show. Joining us again is Captain Havoc, Tim Knight. Now, in your capacity, what you're doing, these field trips you're going out where you're going ranging far and wide to try to disrupt Bloomberg, how can people help with that? How can people find out about that?
Well, I'm doing it through Facebook because it changes daily. I'm putting out the dates of what dates I'm going to be in there. I have a public figure page, Tim Knight or Timothy Knight. That's probably the best way I'm going to put out. I'm traveling in South Carolina and North Carolina in August. And then we're hitting early October with Nevada. And we're going to do a road trip through Utah, meet some good friends there, let those folks know we're glad to have our back. And we're headed to Colorado to talk about a federal Senate race, and we're also going to talk about something that I would like to talk about tonight is ballot, mail-out ballot, massively bad thing. And then we're headed to New Hampshire, Maine, Florida, and Ohio. And so I'm gonna post this kind of the schedule there as to what's going on, and we'll be doing a play-by-play. What I really would like to get to your question, Bill, is I'd just like to shake hands with people, let them know we got their back. If they want to reach out to me and say, hey, you know what, I got some free time, I will help them. A great way to volunteer is to go to the NRA Frontlines website. They're literally looking for people in these states who can spend time on the phone, spend time walking to doors, handing out stuff, going to gun shops and making sure they're stocked up on materials. We don't have enough people to do that. And honestly, that is the best way to get out there and do that. Me, I'm going out there, going to do all those things when I'm on the road, shaking hands, meeting people, and telling them their vote matters. But the best way to really get involved is that Frontline website, no matter what site you're in, what state you're in, rather. So highly recommend that. So far, it's meeting up with me and Sean. Sean Maloney's probably going to come with me with most, if not all, of these states, is to like my public figure page, and we'll be giving you a week's heads up on every state stop and what we're going to do. And we hope to have actionable items in our hands when we're standing on a state capitol, wherever we meet these people. This is the phone number you can call. Here's how you can go make a difference right now. So we're going to be making the personal ask everywhere we go. So, and if anyone has gun clubs or people they really want us to meet, we'll certainly consider that in our travel.
One thing I can say is that Tim was at the NRA meetup, he and I would meet, but that was only in passing because he was constantly out there working with members and talking to members and everything else. As a matter of fact, the only time you stopped, because I met you that Sunday morning, and I was like, "What you got going on?" He's like, "Well, I have to go see my members and pay attention to my bosses." I was like, "Oh, really? Well, I'm having coffee with Hickok 45. I'm sitting with you at your table."
So true, because I charge in there and people go, "Is your boss is in the building?" I'm like, "Yeah, all 5 million of them if I can find him." I work for the members, and certainly I wanted to catch up with you and Hickok 45 and a couple other awesome people that I've been meaning to meet at the table, and that was like a bonus for me because those meetings, I have about 50 people I want to meet, but they're any member I can talk to, if they need my time, I take it. So it's always tough for me, but I'll tell you, what a bonus to bump into Hickok 45 and you that morning. It was, I was trying to get an early jump on it, and, I ended up meeting a whole bunch of great people, which is what it's always about. It's about relationships. I am nobody special. I am just an example of what can be done. I put on pants the same way every day and feel like I have to go out and earn it with my bosses to prove that I'm worth their vote and their time. And the only way I know how to do that, Bill, is to get in the trenches with them and get stuff done. So what a glimpse of what the NRA annual meeting is for me and what most of my days are. I spend a lot of my time on the phone. My wife always looks to chuck it in water, but is to talk to people and help them. That's what my job is. Sometimes it's havoc, admittedly.
It is havoc. I mean, yeah. I know. I one of the things I regretted was I didn't get to see you in that natural element that is part and parcel of that night mystique. Which, let's see, how are we doing on time? We got a few more minutes. One thing that you have proved that for some reason never seems to catch hold is that true grassroots activism defeats money thrown at a political race.
Yes. Yeah, it absolutely does. In Colorado, during the Colorado recall, the successful ones, we were outspent 22-1. And what we were able to do is literally stop, shake hands with people, say, it matters this time. I'm here. I'm an individual. I'm not here to buy you. I'm here to share my story. I'm here to prove by me taking time out of my life, because Bill, we all have busy lives. You know I do. When I talk to you off air, I'm usually juggling 15 phone calls. It doesn't matter, though, in the sense of when I'm in the field out there, whether I go visit people in Connecticut, they're like, why are you here? Because I wanted to take the time, tell you, how important it is. And I'll go visit people in South Carolina in a couple of weeks and meet up with you, and people will say, well, why are you here? It's because your vote matters. Well, we're in a safe state of South Carolina. You know what, brother? You may be, but I still need you to go out and vote. Wow, I didn't know it mattered that much. That personal connection, the other side is doing it. They're using emotion to get what they want. Oh, gosh, yes, yeah, we want safe schools. We should put up these signs. Well, Bill, you know, signs don't make safety. They don't. So I'm willing to be part of a solution, not emotion. And this is what I'm doing. I'm going out and being part of a solution. Can I always fix it? No. But what I can be is present, willing to do it, make phone calls, spray paint signs, spend my own gas money to do it, and that speaks to people. And sometimes that inspires people. And that's what I do, is just be an example. Bill, I don't get paid to do this. I'll be like, oh, how long you been at the NRA? And, you know, you get paid. I don't get paid to do this. I do this because I love it, and I get paid by working with other people who are passionate, and they share their passion with me and say, you know what, you really made a difference in my life or me, and being able to reach out and get stuff done. And that's what pays Tim Knight back. That's why I and how I do it, because I need fuel, and that's my fuel. It's hanging out with good people, getting stuff done, or people having an awakening or thinking, I didn't think it mattered. We changed Colorado history with less than 200 people being actively involved. In Virginia, Sean Maloney and some great...
Hold that for me. We got 30 seconds left. I want all that to come out in its entirety, just because of how inspiring it is. Timothy Knight, Facebook page, public figure. If you're on his... go check him out to see. He's coming to a state near you. You're in South Carolina. I'm going to be calling some of you gunnies to see if you want to meet up with him and Sean Maloney. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, welcome back. Live from the Fog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. At Second Call Defense. My guest this hour is NRA board member and Captain Havoc, Tim Knight. You were about to describe some of your exploits in Colorado and then hopefully in Virginia, where you were in Colorado, where you were outspent 22-1. Let's start there, because that's proof that big money does not necessarily, that does not beat true grassroots.
No, it doesn't. It's personal. And we all have busy lives, Bill. When people take time out of busy lives to engage with citizens and take the time, that means more than money. You can buy all the airtime because they did it. You can buy all of the Facebook feeds. Those are all important. You should do those. But that personal connect when someone takes the time, especially when it's someone who leans on your side, or you know, the district is mostly conservative, whether it be Republican or not, I don't know, but it's mostly conservative. When you have people who say, oh, you actually took the time, I appreciate that. Or, you know, I really don't want flyer on my deck when you're walking up and start talking to them, and why are you here? And no, I live here, I'm from here. That personal connect, or I came from this far away, that personal connect makes all the difference in the world. And we did it with about a couple hundred people in Colorado that really did more than vote. Which would, of course, couldn't have happened without the vote, but really took time out of their lives. And in Virginia, it was less than 30 people that really made a massive difference in keeping the Virginia State Senate. In Maine this year, it's going to take a lot of people just putting out a piece of plywood and painting and vote no on three to make the difference. That is what it's going to take. So the governor of Maine got elected. People taking plywood signs and saying, vote for this guy, he matters. It's going to take that kind of that personal reach. I'm going, for instance, we talked about Nevada. I'm going to Maine twice to do a fundraiser with them, and then I'm also going to spend a couple days on the ground up there doing grassroots politics, helping people put up signs, shaking hands, getting them out to vote. That time that Sean and I spend on the ground is magnified by those people telling their friends, hey, you know what, this guy came from blank. He happens to be an NRA board member. Whether that's important or not to them, I don't know. But these people took the time to invest in sharing their time with us, and they came all this way That matters. We meet 50 people and it ends up being 500. It's that personal magnification. And Bill, why that's so incredibly important is because the other side's already doing it. They're doing it. They're taking the time. So when I go to these states and I do these things, you know, and meet these people and have influences on people, it's because they say that guy took the time, or they, you know, they took the time. That's all I'm doing. It's not rocket surgery. It really is just making the personal time, and people appreciate it. And all I'm trying to do is get more people off the couch to do that. That's what Sean and I are always doing. It's just shaking hands. They're like, wow, that's a big deal. Well, if it's a big deal to you, we're glad, because that's why we do it. And that, folks, can undo everyone else that's trying to buy you. Am I in Maine, as they say, are you a person from away? Well, I graduated from high school in Maine and started college in Maine, but I'm still a person from away. But I have to prove my worth to them, and I'm glad to do it. And they appreciate people standing with them, and that's what people are looking for, whether you're talking about Maine, Connecticut, Florida, Ohio. Wow, that guy made a personal connection. So, folks, literally, you do matter. You must make a difference, and we've been convinced with our busy lives you don't matter. You do matter. And if we all just engage a little bit, take a little time, give someone a ride to the polls, encourage someone to fill out the ballot, encourage someone to vote by absentee if they couldn't vote, this makes the difference. They don't want you to do this. You need to do it. I know people say, well, my vote doesn't matter. It matters, folks. It matters a ton. And if more of us do it and more of us take the time, and keeping the Republic, Bill, is exhausting work, but the more of us do it, the easier it is. And that's what it's going to be. And we're teaching this tradition to our children. Let's not be phased out of it. You spend a little time, you're teaching your kids, hey, spend a little time, we can all make a difference. That's what's being educated out of us, and we need to educate it back in by example.
I'm looking at, okay, there for a minute, I lost my own video feed. That's horrible when that happens.
I hate that.
Don't you just hate it when that happens? Anyway, there it is.
I do.
It is up there. I've still got my video feed going. Just out of curiosity, I don't think I've ever asked you this. How long have you been this engaged in this? I don't even know how long you've been associated with the NRA.
Ah, good question. Well, I've been a member of the NRA since, I think, 98. I've been a Benefactor Life member. I have a certificate right here on the wall since, I think, 03. So I was a member. I got the magazines. I was involved. I owned some small businesses there in South Carolina and other places. And, you know, if I had something to say that was going to affect my business or my family, I might go to a town hall meeting or I might write a letter. I had a couple of lunches a couple times with some legislators and things like that. But I never got passionate. I never got like, look, I'm stopping everything else I'm doing and I'm just going to do that until January 2013 in Colorado, when everything just went sideways and legislators were going on TV saying, oh, I don't care what my constituents think. We're going to do this. They're taking calls from Joe Biden, and Joe was telling him what to do, not his constituents, if we're going to talk about president of the Senate at the time, who's since been removed, John Morris. That is when I decided, you know what? I have many flaws. I'm a dyslexic individual who does not like the written word one little bit. I don't like standing in front of people or talking to people. But I had to get around all of that, put my personal life on hold, and say, you know what, I'm going to give it all. And they have no idea what all is. And I by no means did it by myself. I did it with a lot of individuals. But I went from being never missing a vote when voting time was there and writing the occasional letter to putting my entire life on hold, and maybe probably too much so, putting husband and dad on hold, at least for a couple of months. And I spent 22 hours at my desk. I fall asleep with keys, wake up with keyboard in my face. And I was glad to do it, and I was glad to earn it. But I literally went from being involved, what most people consider involved, to very much involved, all consuming. And I've tried to rein it back in a little from the 22 hours at the keyboard, but I just had enough. We weren't being represented. We were being lied to. We were being told we didn't matter anymore. And as I finished the Colorado recall, they said, where can I harness this and feel like I'm making a difference for people and something, where I can still shake somebody's hand and say, I'm with you. the NRA board came up and a lot of people said, well, you'll never make that because you're not an insider. Well, again, I earned it with the members and was elected as a petition candidate. And that's rather rare. And look, again, I earned it with the members and I continue to just by that handshake. So, Bill, I went from moderately involved and never missing a vote to no, not my rights, not never, and had to learn what I was doing while I was doing it in 2013. And I really haven't reined it back from maybe 100% to 80%, but that's pretty much what I do now. This is my full-time volunteer position. And I'm proud and honored to do it. And every day is a challenge. I'm not going to lie to you, but it's every day is an opportunity too. I meet good people. I've met you. I've met Sean Maloney, other great people. And that's how I keep going. And working with people say, hey, I heard you on that show. Hey, I heard you. I understand you had some difficulties and that's great. Or, hey, you did that really cool thing. Yeah, come join me. And I get more, wow, cool, that's it. And I'm not asking them for money. That's not my place. But their time, their effort, that's what I want.
We're about to flip over into the next hour. You can find Tim at Night for NRA on Facebook. Check him out to see where he's going to go, where he's going to be, and how to hook up with him. Very interesting individual, simply because he looks very, to be what he is, the Captain Havoc. Seems very shy and unassuming, but then he gets like this mask on and then things change. You can tell it's him because he's wearing a sport coat with a SIG underneath it. Anyway, thank you for filling in for our buddy Maloney tonight. I will be in touch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Is life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.